the salami, Tommy. You
put the gravy, Davy. This is the Walt Bodine Show, and Walt is not here this afternoon, so we're all pinch hitting for him today. My name's Charles Ferruzza. I'm still listening to this fabulous music, actually.
Mm-hmm. Your voice sounds very sexy with the music behind it.
I know it. You know, I missed my chance on Broadway.
I'm sure you did.
By a very long shot, I missed it. Anyway, this is the Food Critics edition of the Walt Bodine Show. Hopefully Walt is listening to us and is here in spirit. If not in body, I'm sure he'll be back next Friday. But the critics are here with us. And like I said, I'm Charles Ferruzza. I'm the restaurant writer for The Pitch and the food blog, Pitch Food Blog, which is called Fat City at pitch.com. I've got some stuff to tell you all that's on that this week. But first, let's introduce ourselves.
Oh, boy. My name is Chris Basica, and I write for Ingram's Magazine.
And I'm Mary Block. I write the restaurant guide for the Kansas City Star, and I have a blog called Around the Block at aroundtheblockkc.com and on Facebook.
You're all over the place.
All over.
You're all over the block, yes. And who's this beautiful blonde?
Gloria Gale, 435 South.
I see. You've got some good places to talk about,
yeah.
Some new places.
Yep.
Well, we'll start with Mary Block, because you never get a chance to start first, and today's my early holiday gift to you.
Well, thank you very much.
Is that it, though?
Well, maybe not.
I'll take what I can get. I have been to several new places, the first of which is Mestizo.
You are such a finicky diner when it comes to Mexican and Spanish food. So I'm eager to hear what you thought.
Well, I was very impressed. I thought maybe it was just going to be a pretty face because it is a pretty restaurant. But the food is quite good. Aaron Sanchez, who is a Food Network star.
Aaron Sanchez?
Yeah. I think they call it Aaron.
It's Aaron.
Aaron, okay.
Yes,
forgive me.
Is the pronunciation. Right. And he and his investors decided to put a restaurant in the middle of Kansas. His mother is a famous restaurateur from New York.
Now, is he ever there? I mean, he's a TV personality and he owns other restaurants. Is he actually ever in the restaurant?
Yeah, he's been there once and he'll be back.
He'll be back on the 10th, and he comes once a week.
Oh, that's a lot. Yeah.
Yeah. So,
well, when you talk about my being finicky about Mexican food, the first impression, of course, is always the salsa, and I didn't like it at all. I thought it tasted like spaghetti sauce, and so did the people at my table. The first time I went back yesterday and people said they liked it. I just couldn't get past the fact that it tasted like spaghetti sauce.
Now, when you say spaghetti sauce, I mean, does it have like an oregano undertone? Is it sweet?
Was tomatoey and it had those same spices. I don't know if it was oregano, but it just consistency. And now the other salsas were better, although they could have benefited from some salt, I think, which I never say because everything is usually oversalted. But once I got past that, I thought it was excellent. They have a lot of small plates. The chilaquiles are very different than what Patrick Ryan serves at Port Fonda. These are really rich, and it's a layered casserole with chicken, a ton of cheese, and the tortillas. It's excellent, though. And then they
is that a starter or is that a meal?
At dinner, it's more of a meal. At lunch, they have it as an appetizer, and we shared it. We shared everything. The scallops have a corn picadillo sauce that was wonderful. They have a sautéed shrimp in a spicy chili sauce. The queso fundido comes with homemade tortillas, and you see them being made there. And they use those same tortillas, obviously, with the tacos. They have pork belly and skirt steak tacos. They had a wonderful grilled chicken. So I was really pleased. Other than the salsa, I was happy with it. And then it was somebody's birthday yesterday, so they brought us out churros, and they were fabulous. And they came with ice cream and chocolate sauce, which didn't hurt.
Now, I'm a fan of churros, and to me, isn't one churro like the next?
I would have thought so. Maybe these were lighter, and they had a lot of cinnamon sugar covering them. Mm-hmm. They were,
and you're a sucker for that.
I was.
Now, what does the word mestizo mean?
It's mixed ethnic backgrounds.
Okay.
Is what that is. So I imagine Gloria will have more to say because she was there as well. And then keeping on the, I guess almost all of these are Mexican. I tried out the Westport Street Fair, which is a new food truck in Westport.
Oh, that's by the Westport Cafe and Bar people, right?
Exactly. Aaron and Richard have both opened it, and they're getting ready to open The Boot, which is a casual Italian down the street from
Where's
Westport
that going
Cafe.
To be?
It's on the same block. I think it's one or two.
I think it's where that pizza place used to
yes,
be.
Yes, okay. That's right. And they're hoping to open soon. This is in the corner of Westport and Pennsylvania behind Harry's Bar and Tables. Mm. And they've made a cute little courtyard. And, you know, when you're going to a food truck and you have to stand up with your food, it's difficult. But they made ledges where you can put your plates. And what they have tacos, burritos, quesadillas, and then you pick your filling. And I had a Korean short rib taco, which is hard to find unless you're in L.A. was fabulous. And then they also have tortas. And I chose the pork filling and with all the fixings, and it was wonderful. And they use the same baker, the bakery that makes the tortillas makes the buns. And they have ramen specials. And I thought it was great.
Now, let me ask you this, Mary. It's December. We're getting into increasingly colder weather. Does the food truck season end as it gets colder?
I think so. I know Port Fonda closes December 10th. I don't know when Aaron and Richard are going to stop, but I think it'll be soon. And for those who want to catch it, it's Thursday, Friday, and Saturday night. So go tonight before it gets too cold, 7 p.m. to 3 a.m.
Oy, okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then I went back to El Patron, where I hadn't been really since it opened. It's at 29th and Southwest Boulevard, right across from Ponax. And it was I had to drag my husband there because we did not have a good experience the first time we went.
It's come a long way.
We loved it. And we had cheese enchiladas with mole sauce and smothered, so I got some for mine. He didn't get to have all of it. Mm-hmm. And pork burritos with salsa verde. And it's an attractive restaurant.
I want to say that I'm a fan of El Patron, but I really do believe that it has taken a while to come into its own.
Well, it's there.
Yeah.
Yep.
That's good.
Yep.
I'm glad you liked it. Miss Christina Basica.
Well, I went to the new restaurant and saw Mary there at Graham and Dunn, a gastro pub.
Now, tell us, now that you have been there, and Mary, you've been there as well?
Just for a quick bite.
Okay. What does a gastro pub mean?
It is not solely a bar and not just a restaurant. The gastro pub is a hybrid, offering a casual meats refined atmosphere that welcomes beer drinkers and wine snobs, open-minded eaters and foodies alike.
Oh, there you go.
So, aren't you glad you asked?
Yeah.
Yes.
Patterned after the Spotted Pig in New York, if people know that. That was like
so does it have sort of a British theme inside?
No. Mm-mm. But it has really some pretty fun food. And Gloria, you've been there too, right?
Mm-hmm. So it just opened last week, right?
Yes. And what is actually quite neat about the place is the bar, I thought, was gorgeous. And the outside, they've done some lovely fire pits where you can sit beside them. They're these long rectangles, and you can sit beside them and have one side of you quite warm.
And the other side of you freezing.
It makes for an interesting juxtaposition.
Remind me, when I go, I'm borrowing your sable coat.
Absolutely, if only. But the food is inventive and fun, and mostly, I from what I've had, had a bunch of the appetizers, most of which I thought were quite good. Had the Korean beef short ribs. I don't know how accurate they were, but they were very, very tasty. They've got cornflake fried chicken, which I didn't try.
It sounds good, though.
It does. And they serve it with maple syrup and, of course, waffles.
Yeah.
So. And Gloria, you ate there.
Well, before we get to Gloria, are you finished yet?
Because I have other places.
But I want to quickly say that you are listening to The Walpole Dean Show on KCUR. If you want to join the conversation here with the food critics, the telephone number is 816-235-2888. That's 816-235-2888. Or you could shoot us an email at walpoledeanshow@kcur.org. I want to remind you that in the second half of today's show, at the half-hour mark, we're going to change topics and go from new restaurants to where is your favorite place to grab a hamburger? And, you know, that's a very provocative topic here.
Mm-hmm.
Because
people,
you know, I've always been a big fan of Town Topic cheeseburgers. But, you know, I ate there last week and I thought, why have I always been a big fan of Town Topic cheeseburgers? Anyway, I also want to say that Walpole Dean will be back next Friday. And we got an email from Judith. Judith emails us to say, Speaking of Mexican food, check out the new, it looks like it's Mexiquito, Mexiquizito, someone will call it, tell me, on Massachusetts Street in Lawrence. It's across from the 715 restaurant. It's real Mexican food, not Tex-Mex. Most of the dishes do not appear on standard menus. Specializes in Pueblo-style food, but other styles as well.
Oh, good. Well, speaking of Mexican, I also...
I knew there'd be a segue. Yeah,
there was. It's perfect. And we did go out to Frida's again, and I haven't been there probably for a year. And it was as crowded as ever and delicious, and that's at about 143rd and Metcalf, and well worth the trip if it is a trip for you. And I think that's always good. Went to two new places that I would like to mention. One is the Marble Top Cafe.
That's brand new.
Brand new. 8436 Ward Parkway. That is, and I don't know his real name, Yummy's Restaurant.
Oh, is that the Yummy guy?
Yeah, yeah, that's the Yummy guy. And
who specializes in Lebanese food and then some grocery stores, right?
Yes, yes, and makes wonderful chips. Those
are the pita chips.
Those pita chips. Oh,
they're good.
They are really good. This is a sandwich place. You can take it out, or you can stay there. There's probably 8 or 9 tables there. It kind of moves fast. I will say,
let me ask you, Chris. I'm trying. It's near the Radio Shack and the Red Snapper, right?
Yeah, right down from that.
Between Ward Parkway and State Line.
Yes, yes.
Is it in the old subway space?
I don't know what was there, okay. Charles. So I do know that if I were to name my cafe the Marble Top Cafe, I'd have marble top tables. But
I just made that assumption, too.
Yeah. Well,
you know, I think it's in the – I passed it yesterday. It's where the Quiznos used to be next to Radio.
Okay. I knew it was some subway style place.
Yeah.
Okay.
But the Marble Top Cafe makes good sandwiches. They have kind of a burger alternative I can talk about later. Gyros, kebabs –
Is it lunch and dinner or just lunch?
You know what? I don't know their hours. Okay. I apologize. I didn't note them.
Well, somebody will call in and tell us what the hours are for the Marble Top Cafe.
And the most kind of fun, strange place I went to, for those of you who are Costco shoppers, you have probably noticed a tangerine-colored building across from
the one that's been like 5 different restaurants in the last 15 months?
Yes. Well, I've always been afraid to go over there. But this time, this time I did, and it's called the Jericho. And it's run by a darling man, and it is a Taste of Jericho. And it is also a Taste of the USA, and he says we bring both together.
Wait, let me guess. It's Hero sandwiches and French fries and burgers.
Better than that. Much better. They have what's called a Jericho burger, which was, you know, seasoned specially. They've got tabbouleh. He makes his own hummus and tabbouleh.
Gyro sandwiches?
They do have gyro wraps and gyro sandwiches. And the gyros are very good, and they're not like a regular gyro. They're good description, Chris. I'll just move on from there.
Okay.
But anyway, it's a fun little place, and you can call ahead and order, and they'll have it ready for you.
There's not much in the way of seating there if you want to eat there. Is that correct?
That is correct. There's 3 or 4 tables, and a lot of people – 4 tables, I think, and then a couple outside. But they've got patty melts but they've got a nice combo platter, and you know what? The food was very, very tasty and very good, and I think folks should give it a shout. And it is on
Linwood,
just right across from Costco, and you can't miss it. It's tangerine colored building now. It's a gorgeous shade of mango, kind of. So it's very pretty. But it's a fun place. It's a fun
place. I'm glad you went there because I was wondering about that place. Okay.
Yeah, you'll like it.
Miss Gloria Louise Gale.
I have a new middle name now. Well, I want to reiterate a couple of things that my partner said here. The bread and butter people have done Graham and Dunn. And it is beautiful. It's where Baja 600 used to be on the plaza.
Boy.
Yeah, but it's good. And if you love Brussels sprouts, you've got to try the Brussels sprouts.
Why?
Because it's a cold salad that is so unique, and it's wonderful.
Is it leaves?
Yes.
Oh, okay,
and
I love
it's shaved
salads.
With manchego, and it's cranberries and walnuts and arugula, and it's in a lemon vinaigrette. It's not overly done. It's beautiful, and it's quite good. And
now, is it packed? I mean, now it's a brand-new restaurant?
Well, I went for a preview, but, you know, it will be. Yeah. It's very pretty. And I'll... I also like the French onion dumplings, which are unique. I don't know if you had those.
French Asian kind of thing?
Yeah, they have Gruyere in them and sweet onion broth and brioche croutons. I mean, it's really pretty. And
what's the price point?
Those were $8 and the Brussels sprouts were $11, but it's a huge bowl of Brussels sprouts. So if you like those. But they have a pretty good menu, and I think it'll be popular. I hope so anyway. I can't wait till it gets warmer when we can go outside and not freeze. And they're not serving bread, by the way, which I understand is a trend, not to serve bread.
Well, my
except for
the
happy.
I was going to say,
that will
infuriate our friend Tom Block.
Yeah. I know, but I asked Alan Galen, who is the owner of Graham & Dunn, and he said, yeah, that's kind of a trend. And so when I went to Seasons 52, which is in the old Eddie Bauer
Wolf Brothers,
they said the same thing.
Extra calories at Seasons 52.
Yeah.
And they are doing seasonally inspired cooking where every item is less than 475 calories, which is interesting. And their menu changes seasonally. So right now we're still in fall. It will change next week on the solstice to the winter menu. But it's pretty
well-designed.
Yeah, it is good. Busy when I was there. I ordered a penne. First, the flatbreads are kind of their signatures, and they're really...
You just don't get them for free.
No. No.
Because they're flatbread.
They're flatbread. Yeah, okay.
Right. That is, but it's, they're designed so that you look at them and you go, this has to be more than 475 calories. Did you get the flatbread?
No, but I saw it.
Yeah.
I've had them and they're good.
Yeah, it's very good. I had the portobello with goat cheese and somehow they don't goop it up with butter in it. I don't know, but it was delicious. And then I had the tiger shrimp penne pasta for lunch, and it was a good-sized portion, and of course we dipped into the mini indulgences, which are their desserts, which I don't know if you think they're passé, but they were great.
Now, are they in shot glasses, or are they slightly?
They are. They're slightly
bigger.
Larger.
And they're square.
Yeah, they're about 4.5 inches tall, I think.
Yeah.
Somewhere in there, and they have a variety from pecan pie and vanilla mousse to mocha macchiato, which was fabulous, a pumpkin pie with ginger snap crust and
that's
a chocolate
really
peanut butter mousse. They were fabulous.
Yeah.
Does that place take reservations? Because
Yes. And the bar is beautiful. It's half the restaurant.
Yeah. And you can eat there like you would eat in a restaurant. They've got booths. It's like Houston's that has the booths around the bar. And they have a piano player in
the
bar.
They have 7 nights a week. They're going to have music. And it is this is the 21st location, so it is a chain.
But it's good.
I want to say that we've had a couple callers wanting to know if we can do a quick recap of the names and locations of places we've talked about. So let's start with Mestizo. That is in, I believe, is that Park Place?
Park Place, 117th and Knoll.
And yeah, it's on Ash. I have the menu here, but I don't have
it. It's right next to the ice rink.
Okay.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. And Graham & Dunn is on the Country Club Plaza. I believe that's 600 Ward Parkway.
Yeah.
The Marble Top Cafe is between State Line and
Ward Parkway. Ward Parkway, 8436.
Okay.
So 84th.
That's the Marble Top Cafe.
Right by the Radio Shack.
The Jericho Cafe is on Linwood Boulevard. It's directly across from Costco. What is the exact address, Christine?
Of what?
Jericho.
Thank you. 240 East Linwood Boulevard.
And I'm trying to think if I've left anything out that we've talked about.
Westport Street Fair is at the corner of Pennsylvania and... Westport and El Patron is at the corner of 29th and Southwest Boulevard.
I think we've pretty much done it. I'll put out I made it this week to another brand new restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
That is the, I don't have the exact address, it is in the 119 Shopping Center. Is that at 119th and Row, would that be?
It's called 119. It's next door to La Bodega.
It's next, and in the shopping center where Crate and Barrel is.
Yeah, it's called 119.
I said the name of it. But I was trying to think of the exact address.
Oh.
But it just opened, I think, 3 weeks ago, Faux Thai. It is not a chain, which surprised me. I think that anyone who has ever remembered fondly Trader Vic's, there's quite a Trader Vic's kind of sensibility to it. It's not inexpensive. It is sort of an eclectic version of a Thai food. You know, it's Asian in the way that Trader Vic's was Asian, maybe without all the fussy drinks. But they have a conceit there that I'll be interested to see if Kansas Cityans like or dislike. And that conceit is that they do not bring your dishes all at once. So if the four of us went to dinner there, every dish from the appetizer to the entrees are brought one at a time so they could be shared.
Oh,
now,
like
you all know how I feel about sharing food.
Yes. Which is a weird way for a food critic to be, because you don't get to eat as much.
Well, I do anyway, but, you know, I mean, I don't want to be required to share food. Let's just put it that way. And, it's actually a very pleasant experience, but it's time consuming. I mean, you don't go there before you go to see a play or a show, a movie show, as they used to say, because it's time consuming. I really liked, except for one dish, everything I tasted there. And the service is very good.
Did you have the mussels?
I can't eat them,
but
I heard they're very good.
Well, I heard they were delicious with a wonderful broth, but they don't bring you bread. And when asked about the bread, speaking of trends, they say, well, we're sorry, this is a Thai restaurant, and we don't do bread. And I'm thinking French, Thai, you know, you could serve some French bread without breaking the Thai bank, I guess.
You would think.
Anyway, didn't mean to interrupt.
No. And, I think it's called here. The dish you're talking about, wok sautéed clams and mussels with Asian sausage and Thai basil ginger broth. I did have a dish called lazy crepes, which makes me think, if they're making crepes, why not serve the mussels with crepes, you know?
There, yeah.
The lazy crepes were French-style crepes with a curry chicken sauce, very good.
Mm-hmm.
And, I liked everything I had. It was very interesting.
Did you have the pad thai, just to compare it to?
That was the one dish I did not care for, interestingly enough.
Oh.
So,
why?
Well, the pad thai was not, the actual noodle dish was not bad, but we ordered it with shrimp, and I'm telling you, that shrimp was harvested in 1927. It was so tough that I think I lost a tooth. But otherwise, it was, it's good, it's interesting. It is not inexpensive. Let me just... The Pho Thai Signature Starter, for example, which has a grilled Kobe beef strip loin with a Hennessy flambé, which actually sounds like it should be expensive, is $22, and an iced tea is $4.
Wow.
So, it's not for...
It's cheaper to drink.
Yeah, might as well get a beer.
You know what? You're exactly right. Exactly. I'm going to have to go off the wagon.
Exactly.
I can't afford that iced tea. I'm going to have a cognac. We are taking your phone calls. We'd like to find out what new places you've been to or new places you'd like to find out more about. You can join us at the – do you have something to add?
Yeah.
Before I give the phone number?
Go ahead.
Thank you, darling. 816-235-2888. You know, Gloria Gale was that little girl in class who raised her hand before the teacher stopped talking. 816-235-2888. Or shoot us an email at waltbodineshow@kcur.org. And we are getting calls on the switchboard. So what were you going to add, Gloria Gale?
Yeah. That I was just wondering if anyone had been to the new San Salvador, El Salvador restaurant.
Oh, no.
Is that the one in
downtown Overland Park?
Have you?
Not yet.
Well, you want to go?
Sure.
Okay.
Wait, what's the name of it?
Salvadorian, isn't
Salvadorian.
It?
Salvadorian. Yeah. I know somebody who did go and had the pupusas.
Uh-huh.
Is that right?
That's the signature dish.
Fabulous. They said it was great. It's like a little walk-in,
like
easy.
El Garcito, only in Overland Park.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
It's a little family-owned place, I guess.
Oh,
where...
good.
Oh, and the Upper Crust has opened in a second location.
Well, that is our musical cue. We're going to take a momentary break. When we return, we'll take your phone calls, and you tell us where to find the best hamburger in Kansas City.
Yeah.
And we are back on the air. This is the Food Critics Show of the Walt Bodine Show. Walt is out today. He will be back next Friday. We are here with Christine Basica from Ingram's Magazine, Mary Block from so many locations, I don't even know where to begin, and Gloria Gale from 435 Magazine. 435 South. Is there ever going to be a 435
West.
North?
Well, you're giving somebody an idea.
Well, hopefully, yeah.
And you got to plug my blog around the block.
There you go.
There you go.
You are around the block, around the street, around the town. You are everywhere.
Said and done. Yes. Nicely.
A couple of housekeeping things before we start taking phone calls. And the phone number again is 235-2888. 816-235-2888. A couple of closings this week. Gloria, what did you say? Patio Quigley's?
Patio Quigley's.
Which one was that one?
In Leawood.
Okay, in Leawood.
Yeah.
You know, Leawood has had some closings lately.
Yeah.
But they've had so many openings.
I know. I mean, it was all supposed to shake out. The Cajun style restaurant, Cafe Rue. Did it even make a year? I don't know.
I don't know.
There are so many choices in Park Place now.
Yeah. It's amazing. There are like eight restaurants on that one street.
And when I wrote about Cafe Rue closing for our Fat City blog, I posted the question, it doesn't seem like Kansas City will really support a Louisiana-style restaurant. And the comments seem to be that Kansas City will not support a bad Louisiana-style restaurant that we haven't,
Because Jazz has been around.
Jazz is around.
And the other one.
What's the other one?
Isn't there another one?
There's two
Jazzes. Two Jazzes, yeah.
No, also on 39th?
No.
Not 39th, so. Westport Road, I'm sorry.
You're thinking of...
What is that?
Kiki's Bonton. Yeah. It's been closed for 10 years. You know, Gloria, we need to get her out of 435 South.
I need to come into the city here.
Yes. And Pandolfi's Deli. Have all of you been to Pandolfi's?
Nope.
It's a sweet little Italian delicatessen. In Columbus Park. It's in the old La Patina funeral home, which, I hope that doesn't turn people off. It's actually a really interesting old building. They are starting dinner service this weekend. This weekend just starts on Saturday. I think next weekend it starts Fridays and Saturdays. And the chef is Grant Kanzler, who used to work with Selena Teo at The American. So it'll be an interesting menu, I would think. All right. We are taking phone calls at 816-235-2888. Let me read a few emails. We always get a lot of emails at this point. Mike shares more about Marble Top Cafe. Great food. If you can handle heat, get something with the shatta, S-H-A-T-T-A, on it. I am addicted to this tapenade. Okay.
And he sells that in grocery stores,
too. Oh, he does? Yep. Okay. That's right, because it's the Emmys guy. Yeah,
okay. Exactly.
He sells everything in the grocery stores. Okay, we got a lot of hamburger emails, and that's the topic for this half hour. Jamie writes, town topic hands down. When ordered as a double and covered with American melted cheese and grilled onions and served along a pile of their onion rings, you can't find anything more satisfying than that. I would say that you can, but yeah. Sarah writes, BRGR, the Juicy Lucy or the Big Hoss. And Bob writes that he likes the burger stand on Massachusetts Street in Lawrence, and I agree, that's a great place. Mm-hmm. Okay, let's start taking some phone calls. Anne in Brookside, are you with us?
Yes. Lou's in Waldo.
Oh,
75th and Warnell, their hamburgers are just fantastic.
You mean Lou's Bar and Grill at the corner of 75th Street? Okay.
Exactly. They're very, very good, and I love the freshly made potato chips that they have as well.
Oh,
that's great. Mm. Okay. That's
okay.
Thank you.
Very yummy.
That's good.
And let's go to Jan in Northland.
Good morning. My recommendation for the best burger in the KC Metro is Hayes Chili and Burgers on Vivian Road.
Is that the one that's been open for 50 years, 24 hours a day?
Exactly.
You know, I like all the stuff there. You can have a good breakfast there, too.
Really? I'll have to try the breakfast. I've never had the chili. I'm a burger person, so that's what I get every time I visit.
Honey, you've got to be more adventurous in the Northland.
I'm a creature of habit.
I know. I tend to be, too. So, well, we love that recommendation. I'm a big fan of Hayes.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you. Let's see here. How about John in Kansas City, Missouri? John?
Hey.
Yes.
Hey. I was going to tell you guys about Max's at 82nd and Warnell.
Oh, yeah.
They have the best burgers, guys. I mean, you go in there, they have doubles, singles, triples. The animals are pretty big. I can never really finish an animal every time I go. But
I would hope not, please.
They have the. They also have a mushroom and Swiss burger, grilled onions and fried mushrooms on there with some Swiss cheese.
Now, you know,
they usually do that on a single, but you can do it on a double. But I'm
a big, big fan of Max's, and like you, I find it hard to finish any of the burgers there. My only complaint is that is completely takeout. You have to take it with you and eat it in your car, or eat at home.
Yeah, it is a lot of food.
So, hey, that's a great suggestion. Mm-hmm. Thank you so much, John.
Well, thank you.
Oh, we're getting a lot of calls. If you are interested in sharing your hamburger tip, the number here is 816-235-2888, or shoot us an email at walbodineshow@kcur.org. And how about Andre?
Yes, yes. Hey, good morning. Pierpont in Union Station.
They do have a good burger.
Mm-hmm. Now, is that burger available on both the lunch and dinner menu or just lunch?
That's a good question. I'm not sure if it's on dinner. I'd definitely go there for lunch and have it.
Yeah.
And happy hour.
And happy hour, right. Yeah. It's a good burger.
Now, let me ask you, Andre, why do you think, I can understand, it's probably a steak burger, I would think, because Pierpont's is a steakhouse, but why do you like the burger there so much?
Oh, that's definitely because they use the fresh sirloin. I mean, chopped right there in-house, you know, ground in-house, and it's perfectly juicy, and obviously you can put any type of cheese or condiment with it, but Radar at the bar suggested it one day, and I've been eating them ever since.
Hey, that's great. Thank you so much. I didn't know Radar was at the bar, though. How about, is it Lannister in Volker?
Yes, indeed.
How are you doing, sir?
Pretty good. My favorite place is Frickin' Frack's on West 39th Street.
Well, they're legendary for their burgers.
Oh, yeah, you can watch them make them, and you get them. They're nice and hot, and they're good size, and they're absolutely delicious.
Now, they have all kinds of variations on the hamburger. Do you have a particular one you like the best?
I just get a regular old hamburger and some fried potatoes.
Sounds
He's
good to
purist.
Me.
Yeah.
A cold beer.
Sounds great.
You are a purist. Hey, that was an excellent, excellent recommendation. How about Jim in Midtown?
Hi, it's Brian Guy from the Villa Incognito. Now, I like the hamburgers. I don't eat many hamburgers, but once in a while at Kitty's on 31st Street between Charlotte and Campbell.
That's a legendary little place. It's a tiny place.
Oh, yeah. It might seat 8 people at the most. A lot of the police department, fire department eat there. You know, they come in and get them to go and that stuff. And I think it's been going since 1950. But it's on the north side, and it's a quaint little place and not that expensive.
So that's Kitty's Cafe. It's on 31st and what, Jim?
Between Campbell and Charlotte.
Great, great. And now that I know that the firemen eat there, I suddenly understand why you're there.
Yeah, yes. I check out their hoses. Hey.
Why did I walk right into that one? let's go to Rick and Shawnee.
Hi.
Hey, Rick.
I think the bacon cheeseburger at the Peanut at 50th and Main or 9th and Broadway is the best burger I've ever had anywhere. I've had great burgers elsewhere, but I swear every time I get the bacon cheeseburger at the Peanut, I feel like this is the greatest burger I've ever had in my life, consistently.
That's good.
You know.
What can you say to that?
Yes,
I mean it's just perfect.
Yeah, I hope he wasn't paid for that recommendation. Yeah. It was so, it influenced me. How about Peter in Midtown?
Yeah, my recommendation is Grandstand Burgers, which is a takeout little joint at Merriam Lane in Antioch, just off of I-35.
Oh, yeah, I've eaten there, and I'm glad to know it's still there. The burgers there are really good, and if I remember, they're really cheap.
It is great. They have seasoned fries, and a lot of burgers leave you with kind of a food hangover, and this is one place that does not.
Now, that's an interesting place because you can eat in there. I think there's, maybe 4, 5, 6 tables?
Well, there's just a little counter. Most of the tables are actually in the parking lot, so it's summertime, really. If you're going to eat there, it's a summertime place. We just call it in, and they're quick on the takeout.
Hey, that's great. Okay, and that's, again, called Grandstand Burgers?
Yep, Grandstand Burgers, and it's just off of I-35 at that Antioch exit. Yeah. So it's at Merriam Lane and Antioch.
You go right when you get off.
Okay, that's great. Now, interesting point, I think, that so far the only kind of upscale fancy burger we've gotten on the list is
Pierpont's.
And I know that there are fancier burgers in town.
Well, and it's really, there's the dichotomy. You either have the thin, basic burger with all the toppings, or you have a really nice blend like they do at Julian or Cafe Europa.
Let's put a shout out. Julian makes a great burger.
Yes, they do.
And Julian is at the corner of, I think, Brookside Plaza and, where is the...
across from the grocery
62nd.
Store.
62nd. Yeah.
Wow. Well, and the best part about, I love their burger, but they also have great fries to go with it.
You know, as I've said many times on this program, The person who is always talking about French fries weighs about as much as a French fry. So I don't know how that works out, because it certainly does it with me. We have had on Twitter, Mark recommends a burger at BRGR that I just love. It's called the Big Mock. It's kind of a pretend Big Mac. Mm. Actually, it's better than a Big Mac. I can't eat Big Macs anymore, but I do love the Big Mock. And let's go to Stacy in Leawood. Stacy.
Hi. Yes. I have two recommendations. One, I love the Au Poivre burger at Blanc. And then the other is just kind of a hole-in-the-wall place in old downtown Overland Park called the Shake Shack on Santa Fe.
Now, I'm interested really because I wrote recently that the Shake Shack has a brand new owner. Have you been there recently? I mean, is the food better, the same, what?
I have not been there. There was the guy from Texas.
No, they've got new local owners now.
Oh, I have not been there since.
So, Stacy, we are giving you a mandate that by the next time we're on the air, which will be, I think, in 2 or 3 weeks, you are to give us a complete report on the new Shake Shack, okay?
Done.
Okay, thank you. And we will move to Alan in Shawnee.
Hey,
Alan, what do you like at a Blanc Burger?
I like their Au Poivre burger with the pepper. I think that's a great combination and it's fantastic.
It's a delicious burger. I like that one too.
Their bison burger is good too.
Is it?
Right.
Is it moist? Is it
very?
You know how sometimes bison can feel dry.
Jam on it.
Sounds great. Have you tried any other burgers at Blanc?
That's the only one I tried at Blanc. And then to change the subject, I had a wonderful sandwich yesterday at the Ridge Cafe in the Shawnee Miriam area around 75th and Neiman. It's in an antique mall.
Oh,
I was shopping for my wife
yeah.
and stopped there and had a wonderful chicken salad sandwich. It was fantastic.
Yeah, they do. They have good cinnamon rolls, too.
You know why?
And pies, yeah.
Because the chef lady used to work at Leona Yarborough's.
Yes.
Yeah. So if you've ever been having a nostalgic craving for Leona Yarborough's, what's the name of the place? The Bridge?
The Ridge. The Ridge Antiques. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Christine, you and I will go look for antique.
Somethings.
Yeah. Something.
Maybe jewelry.
You better take Bill for that one. Okay. Thank you so much. Let's go to Patricia. Oh, no, this is Joe in Lee Summit.
Hi. I've got two recommendations for you. There's Harold's on Admiral Boulevard, kind of a basic burger, but really strong on flavor.
I love Harold's.
Yeah, and also Houlihan's has really good burgers. Woodfire Grill, good Angus beef burgers. I really like them.
And good veggie burgers.
We should say that for people who've never heard of Harold's, even though it's one of the oldest drive-ins in Kansas City, I might add drive-in, not drive-through. You have to park your car, get out, and go in. You can't eat in there, though. You have to eat in your car. Mm-hmm. But Harold's, I think, has been around since the 50s.
Where is it?
That's what I was going to say. It's on Admiral Boulevard. Is Admiral Boulevard? Yeah.
Yeah.
Admiral Boulevard, right before you get to Paseo.
Huh.
It's just like a block west of Paseo, I believe. It's, you know, if you've gone to that weird hotel, you've gone too far. But Harold's is a little tiny white building, and they have great breakfast, cheap breakfasts, and
deep fried hot dogs.
Wow.
Mm. Oh, yeah. All kinds of good stuff.
I love their breakfast sandwiches because they're on toasted bread and the sausage is good. And they also, by the way, have excellent, excellent milkshakes.
Oh,
yeah.
We'll need to do a milkshake show someday. But I'm glad you brought up Harold's, Joe. I was waiting for someone to do that.
It's my pleasure eating there, trust me.
Thank you. Okay, how about Patricia in Brookside?
Hi, how are you?
Good.
I was really surprised how awesome the burgers were at Aix Bois.
Now, do they have, is that lunch menu only?
I don't know. I went with my teenage daughter who didn't want to touch any of the French food. And her burger was absolutely fantastic.
Huh. What made it so fantastic? I'm assuming you took a bite.
Oh, I took more than a bite. I don't know. It just had such a great beefy flavor. It just, I don't know. It was just a sublime burger.
It's really good. Go up a little farther east to Europa and see how you like that one, too.
We'll have to try that one, too.
Yeah, yeah that
and
is
great
a great
French
burger.
Fries again.
Yeah. Yeah, Mary, the French fry eater.
Just thought I'd sneak that in.
And, And the pommes frites are good, too, at Eggsville.
Yeah.
Very good. Hey, those are excellent choices. We've had a couple of emails from people emailing us at waltbodineshow@kcr.org. Elise writes, the Westport Flea Market Bar and Grill, they serve hamburgers using McGonigal's beef. Mm-hmm. Well, yeah. I mean, there's an iconic
right
place for burgers.
Right. Yep.
Right.
Jeffrey writes on Facebook, Town Topic is the spot. The burgers are great. The service is better. What Town Topic is he going to? That's what I want to know. But what sets this place apart is the only place Brian Busby will order what you ordered because it looks good.
What?
I've yet to have gone there and seen Brian Busby in there, but okay.
You need to go more.
Yeah. Let's see here. Phil on Facebook recommends Dempsey's Pub in downtown Lawrence, which I would agree has excellent hamburgers. And, this is interesting. Dave writes to us to say, without question or argument, LC's in Platte Woods, north on the way to the airport. I have had LC's burgers, and they are gorgeous, terrific, delicious.
Really? I remember they were in the Chow Down competition, the star, when we did the pizza, burgers, all that, and they did very well in that.
Now, there used to be an LC's Burger for years on North Oak Trafficway. It has closed.
Mm. Not to be confused with LC's Barbecue.
Yeah, yeah, totally different.
Yeah.
Another place I just thought of, because I just wrote about this place this week in the pitch, is that there's a little kind of taco/burger joint also on North Oak Trafficway that people just love. I'm not sure why. People love it. It's called In a Tub. Mm. I'll bet none of you have been there.
No, can't say that.
In a Tub. They have something called a pocket burger. It's loose meat sandwiches. Oh. Well, do those qualify as a hamburger, though?
No.
Really? Why not?
Because they're not a burger.
They're not a patty?
They're not,
yeah.
They're not
you're
a
right
patty.
Well, would a patty melt be a burger?
No.
Yes, it would, because it's a burger. It just is on a burger with rye bread.
Well, that's a point. And so, we did not set up the qualifications.
Criteria,
yes.
That's right.
Yeah.
We need an In-N-Out burger.
We probably should be including veggie burgers for our vegetarian friends.
Yes.
Like the spiced lentil burger at Blanc. Houston's has a great veggie burger.
Yes. And Houlihan's, we've already mentioned.
Before I take the next call, Tim writes to say the best burger I've had in Kansas City is at the Beer Kitchen in Westport.
Oh, they do have a good burger.
He says the standard BK burger is amazing. You know what? I got to go there and have another burger there.
And they have a good veggie burger.
Oh, and I was going to say veggie burger, but they also have pretty good French fries.
Yes, they do, and they make their own ketchup.
Now, I didn't realize this. I've got to get to these phone calls because we're running out of time. And the phone number, if you want to join us, is 816-235-2888. Nicole writes, Genesee Royale Bistro in the West Bottoms has one of the best burgers in town. It's called the Bickelmeyer's Butcher's Grind Burger.
Hmm. There you go.
And it's on a Wolferman's English Muffin. People rave about it.
Yeah, how do you even get your mouth around that?
I don't know.
It must be like that.
Yeah.
That's another show. Okay. All right. Cookie, south of the river.
Hey, how are you guys doing this morning?
Good.
I wanted to recommend the Kobe burger at the Cheesecake Factory on the Plaza.
Oh.
You know, I've never had that burger.
Bill's had that.
Is it good?
Yeah, he loves it.
Okay. Is it expensive?
Yeah, it is, but it's good.
$7.95. Okay. That's great. Hey, thank you, Cookie. I want my name to be officially changed to Cookie. Can
I
we start
that? I think that's a darling name. Yeah. And you'd be really a cute cookie.
a little fat cookie full of nuts. Mikey on Southwest Boulevard.
Hey, guys and gals. Great show. You made me so hungry I had to pull off the highway and go over here to Town Topic. But I got to tell you, Big Bam's Burgers.
Oh,
Big
sure.
Bam's Burgers in Shawnee on Neiman, just between Johnson Drive and Shawnee Mission Parkway on Neiman. And they have an item that's not on the menu. You need to write this down. It's called the Sombrero. And it's two patties. It's got jalapenos. It's got all this great stuff on there, some cheese. And I'm telling you right now, it's so much to eat. You want to get it. I order it without a bun. And it is rock star good. It's my favorite burger maybe ever.
And Mikey, remind us again where you can find Big Bam Burgers.
It's on Neiman.
Right.
Between Johnson Drive, Shawnee Mission Parkway on the west side of the street there. I think it may have been an old gas station from years ago.
And is this like a lunch-only place or did they open
open for dinner and they have beer.
Yeah, you can get a nice cold frosty Budweiser in there too with your burger,
which is really nice for a little place like that.
Why did I know that you would know that? I don't know. I mean, you probably, oh, gosh, okay. Let's go to Jane in Waldo.
Hi, yes. I'm calling for Oak 63. They are the best hand-padded hamburgers, and he has freshly cut pommes frites, and they are the best in town.
Great.
You know what?
They're right up there.
Yeah, I've never had a burger there. I will say they have one of the best Reuben sandwiches I've ever had in my life.
Really? They're great. The burgers aren't on the menu all the time, but sometimes if they're not on the menu and he has the fresh ground meat in the back, he'll make you a burger.
That is an excellent choice, Jane. Thank you so much for that. I think this is Dave in Midtown. You've been out to the Legends, right? The Legends Complex, right?
Right. I think Yard House, by far, you know, puts a lot of, you know, they're just as good as any burger in town. They're going to get lost if they're out there by the racetrack, but we always enjoy going out there, you know, so many beers on tap and great little fries. You know, the fries are real small, seasoned really well.
Are they like Steak and Shake fries?
Yeah, I believe so.
Okay. They're not shoestring.
I'm sorry?
They're not, I mean, I'm asking Christine here. Are they like shoestring fries?
They're shoestrings, but they aren't as long.
Okay.
Mm. Yeah.
And seasoned. They're good.
Yeah, so any burger there on the menu is great. So I highly recommend it.
That's kind of a fun place for casual food if you're really a beer lover.
Yeah.
We've got a question here. Maggie writes, where can you find a good turkey burger in Kansas City?
Wow. Yeah, people like the one at Blanc Burger, and it isn't dry like some. Yeah.
Okay, well,
and
if anyone
I think they also have one at BRGR.
If you want to know more about turkey burgers or if you know where to find a good one, the number here is 215-816-235-2888. How about Katie in Overland Park?
Hi. I love finding burgers at a place where you don't expect to find a great burger, and that's Tannen Wine Bar, 15th and Walnut. Mm. They have a Wagyu burger, hard to say, really easy to eat. And, Mary, it comes with truffled fries.
I've had the fries, Katie. I haven't had the burger, but I will.
It's fantastic. It's bacon, cheese, and on an onion bun. It's a good bargain. I think $10 for lunch, $12 for dinner, and, of course, you have wine with it instead of beer.
And that works.
This is the Katie I know, she must take two bites of the burger and that's it.
I eat every drop. I mean, seriously. It's on our Burger Wars in KC Magazine's January issue. So.
All right. I'm glad you got that plug in. these people today are incorrigible. What are we going to do here? How about Howard in Gladstone?
Hey, I don't know why you would even want to get a turkey burger, but...
I'm with you.
If you want a good burger, classic... American burger, freshly made Smitty's inside of a Gladstone Bowl.
Is that on Vivian? Where is it?
No, it's on 72nd, at the corner of 72nd and Broadway. If you get off 169 and 68th Street and head a little north there, you come up with it. It's kind of on the west side of Gladstone. Gladstone's not very big, so easy to miss.
Well, thank you so much, Howard. In fact, it's so funny because I've been thinking of organizing the four of us, Christine, Gloria, Mary, and myself. Let's do a bowling afternoon.
You know, I was thinking what fun that would be and how neat to find a good burger at a bowling alley because that's normally not possible.
I like any place called Smitty's. Let's go to Marty. Marty.
Hi. Hey, somebody already mentioned Big Bams, but when I'm out in Independence, Bill and Ann's on East 23rd, east of Nolan.
No, I got to tell you, no one's going to know that place, Marty, as Bill and Ann's. Everyone's going to know it as Mugs Up.
Oh, that's true. You're right.
Yeah,
the sign up top still says Bill and Ann's, but you're right. Mugs Up Root Beer, they make their own root beer. Good hamburgers.
Well, they're, according to Christine Basica, loose meat sandwiches don't count as hamburgers. I think they sort of kind of do, but...
I don't think they're as loose meat as Clem's used to be, which did go out of business on 23rd.
No. Mugs Up is
a bit more formed.
Baby, I am the local expert on Mugs Up, and they are all loose meat sandwiches, and I love them. And if you've never had homemade root beer, that's it.
Yeah.
How about Robert in Midtown? Robert.
Yes, I'd vote for Jerry's at 103rd and State Line, Jerry's Cafe, and also his old restaurant, Woodweather Road Cafe, over at in the West Bottom.
I think that's excellent. Thank you. And Jerry's had one of the biggest hamburgers I've ever eaten in my life. I think I ate two bites, and I was there all day eating them. Yeah. They were so big. How about Arden in Kansas City, Missouri?
Yeah, hi. How are you?
Good.
My says the tavern in Prairie Village has the best burger he's ever had. And I'd like a shout-out to the old streetcar on Main in Kansas City.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, those were amazing. They had cheese from a crock. It was a off cheese that they put on it that was really sharp. Mm-hmm. And more burgers on 6th Street in Lawrence. And
those are all excellent choices. Yeah. I want to remind you that you can subscribe to the Walt Bodine Show podcast and find archives of our past show by visiting kcor.org and clicking on the Walt Bodine Show. Our show is produced by Andrea Salenzi. Our announcer is Kim Noble. I'm Charles Ferruzza here with Mary Block, Christine Basica, and Gloria Gale. This is the Walt Bodine Show. Enjoy your day and go out and get a big juicy hamburger.
Thank you,
sounds
cookie.
Good.